And now turning to Iraq, where people there are counting today's for the total liberation of the city of Mosul, which is considered the last urban stronghold of Daesh terrorists in the country. Government forces are now engaged in heavy fighting to dislodge the last pockets of the terrorists from the city. Only a few more neighborhoods are left to be cleansed of the terrorists that have wreaked havoc in Mosul. Iraqi military commanders have expressed grave concern about the terrorists' use of civilians as human shields. Some 100,000 civilians are still trapped inside the areas under the control of Daesh and could risk their lives to escape. Those who have fled are traumatized and recount harrowing stories from what they've gone through.
The last 3 months were really hard for us. There was no food, no medicine, nothing. No food at all. This is my daughter. She's in need of milk. Look at her. She's not well. There was intense bombing and the Daesh terrorists were a threat to us.
The civilians are suffering from malnutrition, and regarding the casualties, we have received a lot of cases today. One of them was a suicide bomber that blew himself up among the families.
Iraqi troops have managed to open exit routes for civilians to flee the Old City neighborhood. And the Army's major Mosul operation began in October of 26, and it was relatively sluggish as Iraqi military tried to minimize the loss of civilian lives and avoid Daesh mine plantations. Back in 2014, the Daesh leader, who is now presumed dead, announced its self-proclaimed caliphate in Al-Nuri Mosque in Mosul. Well, the terrorists blew up the mosque a few days ago to prevent government forces from hoisting the country's flag on its monumental minaret.